This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Up to 500,000 people are expected in Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the March for Our Lives, a demonstration advocating school safety and organized by the survivors of last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida. As Molly Bourne reports, several West Virginia students, many from the southern part of the state, will join their peers in the nation's capital.
A group of student activists meets in the cafeteria of Sherman High School in Boone County every Tuesday after school. They're called EPIC. It stands for Empowered, Prioritized, Intelligent Chicks. And they've been busy. Some members helped to organize a rally in March to support striking teachers earlier this month. And this week, the students nibble on donuts and fruit snacks as they make packing lists and finalize travel plans to D.C.
Smarty pants, is anything else to add to this packing list?
Sunglasses, maybe, because it might be bright.
Sunglasses.
Toothbrush.
One of the students attending is 16-year-old Haley Kenny.
Hopefully it stops people getting murdered. Like, hopefully it, like, signifies some importance of, like, students that don't even know the other students that died, standing up for them. Murder's horrible.
EPIC is part of Young West Virginia, a youth-led network of teens throughout the state. 8 students from Boone County are going to Washington, along with roughly 30 peers from Kanawha, Ohio, Cabell, Logan, Mingo, and Greenbrier counties. This End Mass Shooting Task Force follows a set of core values, including a shared desire to make schools safer. Students in this group say they generally feel safe at their small school of roughly 400 students, about a half hour from Charleston. But some, including junior Morgan Smith, say they were also shaken by what they describe as talk of a threat at the school shortly after the Florida shooting.
And it seemed like nothing at first, but I kept hearing about it, and I kept hearing about it, and I'm like, okay, this isn't something you guys can joke about, especially after a shooting happened. I got scared. I'd never been scared to come to school before for anything more than maybe a bully.
Freshman Liza Kelly is tasked with posting DC pictures to the group's Instagram page. She also has a ukulele at the meeting and is eager to play it.
Where we have this reputation of being, like, ignorant or stupid or addicted to drugs, like, we're trying to show that we're not that kind of group, and we are, like, actually trying to help with the country, and we're not just sitting here doing nothing.
Among this group are students whose family members are gun owners and hunters. Some identify as gun owners themselves. Morgan says she can understand arguments on both sides of the gun control debate, but she thinks AR-15 style rifles, like the one used in the Parkland shooting, belong only in the hands of law enforcement or military personnel.
You shouldn't be able to get an assault rifle. The only purpose of those is to kill a lot of people fast. Kill people fast. Guns like that don't serve a purpose. But I hunt, and I have guns. And self-defense, handguns, 100%, shouldn't be in a school or around a school. If you're walking around Walmart with a gun on your side, I see nothing wrong with that. It's for self-defense if something does go wrong, because how crazy of a world we live in.
EPIC is part of the Appalachian Center for Equality, which is run by the American Friends Service Committee. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Seth, Boone County.